At what point did you start to investigate who these three might be, who right. they might have been when they lived a long time ago?
Oh, right away. Right away.
How'd you do your research?
I started with the public library. I live next door to the library.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not the main library, but the Portland branch.
Right.
So I went over there. I took Duncan and went into the library as soon as I had Ward in school and wanted to look up Fontaine. And the first thing I found, the only thing I found in that library was what we referred to here in Louisville as Fountain Ferry Park.
Mm-hmm.
But Fountain was always mispronounced. It was Fontaine Ferry Park because it was Aaron Fontaine's 1,000 acres that huge amusement park purchased.
Which is, I guess, a French name, isn't it? Isn't that
oh,
French?
Oh, very much
yeah.
so. They were French Huguenots.
Yeah.
Actually, it was called De La Fontaine's, and they dropped all of it with the Fontaine when they were Kentucky
mm-hmm.
people. But
well, were there stories about them?
Not in that library. So I had to schedule time with George on a Saturday to take me down to the public library because, you know, one of us had to watch the children
yeah.
and take care of the baby. And so later I went down to the main library in Louisville and I found all types of information on the Fontaines. Pictures, history, but still nothing that led me to who these children were. So my next step was the Filson Club. I don't know if you have the Filson Club on the West Coast.
Oh, I don't know.
But Filson Clubs are historic societies.
Okay.
And so I went to the Filson Club, and oh, they had all kinds of information on the Fontaines. Actually, they had a diary or a journal of sorts kept by James Fontaine, who wrote this diary in 1721 or 1722.
Whoa, that's way
and it went back. It went back to the 1500s. Well, needless to say, that was a little before these children's time that
yeah. I assume you needed to find the period when the house was built, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And I went to the courthouse to try to do that, to find out we had a great flood here in Louisville and in southern Indiana in 1937, and the records were lost to houses beyond 1875.
Okay.
So I couldn't find anything at the courthouse on that.
So was that it? Did you strike out, or did you hit pay dirt somewhere?
No, I went to the census. I looked up the census and found the history on Aaron Fontaine and the residence of his house, of his home, but still did not list the children. It didn't list children as
occupants.
As occupants, but it did. It listed slaves. It was that far back, and that was as far as I could go. But it did not list the children.
All right. How did you ever, or did you ever, Kathleen, figure out what period these kids were from?
I did not precisely figure that out. It was a little before the internet. And I was just, I'm going to bring this up. This is going to draw some attention to negative or whatever. But I do not play or deal with the Ouija board.
Good for you, because I don't anymore either.
I never have. But my stepson, George Michael, he was about 12 or 13, and he had gone across the street to play with his friends. And they played board games. And he came back in the house one afternoon, and he said, "Do you know three children died in this house?"
Oh, my God.
And I said, "Oh, well, that's very interesting. Who told you that?" And he said, "Oh, we were playing with the Ouija board." And he said, "Do you think that happened?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." And he said, "Yeah, so they died in 1900 of scarlet fever."
So you had a lead here then.
Well, it was a trickle of information that I didn't have before. Now, I'll tell you now that I could probably go on the internet and peruse more Fontaine history and maybe find these children and maybe not.
So you haven't verified that yet?
I don't want to.
How come?
I'm satisfied to myself that these were Fontaine children. If you read the book, you'll find exactly how I concluded that.
Can you imagine how sad it must have been for that family, Kathleen, back in 1900 to lose those three children?
Oh, yeah.
Probably all within a short period of time.